各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到点滴英语天天学，我是 Julia。Julia 将带您体验美国哈佛大学、美国纽约大学的口语课堂的学习内容。Let's go！我们今天继续聊原汁原味的美语表述。首先，我们来回顾一下 Lancy 说的那番话：“You have got to be kidding. Ken is so much older than she is. He's robbing the cradle.” Well, Debbie has always wanted a sugar daddy, and now she's going to have one. I have to admit, they do seem crazy about each other. I mean, they are always making out in public. Make out 可以表示说明、理解、辨别出、设法对付等含义。那么 Lancy 说到的 make out 是什么意思呢？在这里，Lancy 用的是一个原汁原味的表述。To make out means to engage in sexual foreplay or intercourse。Lancy 说到的 make out 是指性交之前进行前戏或性交。我们来看下面的例句：Bill and Jane were making out on the sofa。Bill and Jane were making out on the sofa. Bill 和 Jane 在沙发上亲热着呢。Jill bragged that he made out last night. Jill bragged that he made out last night. Jill 正在吹嘘着她昨晚过了性生活。After making out with Alice for an hour, Bill had more of her lipstick on him than she did. After making out with Alice for an hour, Bill had more of her lipstick on him than she did. 和 Alice 亲热了一小时之后，Bill 嘴上沾的口红比 Alice 的还多呢。表示某个人的嘴巴上沾有口红，我们可以这么说：have lipsticks on somebody. Have lipsticks on somebody。好了，我们再来看下面这一个对话。I just saw your brother and Jenny making out. I didn't know they were dating. I just saw your brother and Jenny making out. I didn't know they were dating. 我刚看见 Jenny 和你哥哥在亲热着，我可不知道他们正在约会呢。Make out 作为性交、性交前戏的意思时，是非正式书面用语，它只是一个 slang。那么 Lancy 说到的 "They are always making out in public" 用标准书面英语来如何表述呢？我们可以用 kissing 来代替，kissing，或者是 engaging in sexual foreplay。Engaging in sexual foreplay。好了，请大家跟我一起朗读一遍。They are always making out in public. They are always kissing in public. They are always engaging in sexual foreplay。下面 Julia 再告诉大家一个关于接吻的奇异表述：Give a French kiss to somebody。Give a French kiss to somebody，其中的 a French kiss，法国的接吻，是这个意思吗？它不是这个意思。A French kiss means an open mouth kiss in which both partners' tongues touch，它表示用舌头接吻。我们来看一下下面的例句。I was a little surprised when she gave me a French kiss on our first date. 在我们的首次约会中，她用舌头吻了我一下，我感觉有点惊讶。He tried to give a French kiss to me, but I stopped him. 他企图想用舌头吻我，我不让他这样做。好了，我们今天的学习就到此结束。倘若您正在热恋之中呢，不要忘了明天继续来到点滴英语天天学，来学一学这些关于爱情上的原味的奇异的表述法。如果您在美国呢， 当您说出这一番话，那么老外一定会对您另眼相看。好了， See you tomorrow.